Schüttfest.
Quite interesting things coming up.
Schüttfest. Definitely in the business world also, you know, comes up. Yoim also, Minigay Bacher, for sure. Like, Bacher had a shout this week. I think last week was the Super Bowl, or 2 weeks ago, so is this coming up a week? Okay, so kids, there's a whole bunch of Bacher made up together, 10 Bacher made together to be Mishtatif, to come together to make a big Super Bowl party. And, you know, they chip their money, whatever it is, and then Kitzer, another Bacher found a better deal, a better place, more exciting, and he wanted to back out. The question is, whether he's allowed to back out from the Shuffis? You know, is he allowed to back out from the Shuffis? Or Shuffis, and that's the gale of time when in Bacher Dira, you know, you join a Dira, then you want to back out. Bacher make up to go on Bein Zman trip together, make up to go on Bein Zman trip together, and after that, when Bacher want to back out, then the shail is, we go through some of the shail. So in terms of Bein Gei, well? Yeah, so we'll get that in a second. So there was a time, you have to know before with three mishtatif with it, they have to be careful with mishtatif with it. Why is it maybe can't mishtatif with the goy? Why? Because the goy is going to make a shvuah, over on leishama pichli, because he's going to go to swear b'shem abed azara, and that's going to be awesome. Ramah says, Rebbe Yuzman is there, I like him in the Rig Lahakal, because they're not, number one, that they're not so religious anymore nowadays, and can be going with Namitzav and Shita, not so clear. But if you're doing a shuffetz with a religious guy, you know, it's not so posh, it's not an actual shuffetz. If you end up making, swearing by the shame of it is out of that club, you're not so scared that such a thing would happen. Not so much. That, Yesh Mekilin, Bizmanazay, Nakim Bizmanazay, Shema Bizakim. After got the skin of Bizar, we come walking in, it's Ishmael Baritz, the Mishashin Davacher, and then I'm Mitzvah on Shutuf, I'm Mitzvah on Shutuf, therefore, you know, that's the famous of the Ramah. We Mishatuf with Michal Shabbos, that can be a very big issue in terms of whether, you know, if they can be doing Yisurim, and if they can be open on Shabbos, and you can be Mishatuf in business, which is going to be open the Isser on Shabbos, if you're in Chilak and such a thing, that's going to be a tremendous problem.
If you're also. You might think because you're a partner.
Yeah. No, even you own it. I can't own something which we're working on Shabbos. My
sister.
My
sister real estate, she was here and saw, and she got a text from one of the workers and when it was open, Shabbos.
You have to be careful we invest in Shabbos in places which have other Yisur and Rivas, and you have to, you know, be careful. Okay, so in terms of how is Shabbos Chal? So like we mentioned before, those cases with the Bacher Diras and the Venus Mountain trips and the Renda cars and the Super Bowl party. And the question is, how exactly is Shutfis is going to be? Oh, there's another mice like this. Two people made up that they're going to be a candy man and be Shutfis. And but the way they can do it is that if you just advertise, you know, let's make up a name, the handyman expert, and we have you could call Reuven and Shimon. So then, okay, people will call. But if we put two separate advertisements and put Reuven. And Shimon has two separate things, then we'll make, you know, much more money together, so we might as well just do like that. So kids and mice, so they did that, they made handyman expert, and handy, whatever you want to call them, and they started the shuffis. And then after a while, the handyman experts realized that they're getting three times the amount of phone calls and work than the other guy. So they're trying to say, okay, this is ridiculous, I'm not being a partner with you, I don't want to be a shuttah with you, and he wanted to back out. And he done in the Haidina, they're able to back out, and is a Shuffis Chal. So, in terms of how does one become a Shutuf, somehow it's a Chal Shuffis Chal. Normally. So, normally, in order for one to make a Shuffis, so the opinion of the Mechaber is you have to have some type of Kinyan. You have to make a Kinyan on the Shuffis, and if you don't make any Kinyan, it's not going to be Chal. The Ramah says, deeper alone is enough. We make up, we're Shutfim, even if we didn't do a Shittas Mordechai, if we didn't do Etzem Ha'Sakinyan, then Shutfis alone will, that alone is enough to go ahead and to make a to make a kinyan. So that's the you know, that's the first side. So according to Mechaber, you need a kinyan. According to Ramah, you need a deeper alone is gonna be enough. So let's just go to the Bacher Diras and come back in this case. In the case of the, let's say we sort of have a case that by the Super Bowl, 10 Bacher got together, they make a whole big Super Bowl party, and they bought all the stuff, and they're ready to, then one guy says he wants to back out. So they say, you want to back out, you gotta leave your food with us, you know, you can take away food, you know. And the question was, is he allowed to back out or not? Is anything chal or not? So, where was the kinyan over there? Is there a kinyan?
My name is Shlicha, so then...
Oh, so we spoke about last week about the gay Shlicha. So if I have money, Shlicha, do something, and you spend money, so that makes a chalais kinyan. And even if you spend your own money, I'm going to pay, midin avris, and avadi, you're going to be kinyan. So therefore, once the bachur buy already, one of the bachur buy already, so midin arvis, I spend money for you, you're going to have to pay, and you're part of the shifas, and therefore the guy will not be able to back out of the shifas.
Well,
that's not buying for you. Here I'm buying it for both of us. No, it's,
can so I good. Take my filik and say I'm going to eat by myself?
What do you say? No, they said you got to leave your food.
Yeah. Well, no. I didn't
start
it, but I
could
take one
time. No. He bets him he's not. No, so I have to get this. If we make a shifas, when are you allowed to break a shifas? We have to get that. There's a shifas. Now, the second thing I have to break. Am I allowed to break a shofas on it?
Is that breaking if I take it back to one dealer?
One second. We made up a shofas. We're getting together for the Super Bowl party, right? Now, the question is, at what point? Now, so we're not, how's shofas chal? So if you're deeper, it's deeper alone. Even if you're not deeper, there was a kinyan over here because you spend money and that's like a harvest. And if we're all, that will make a kinyan. And we'll discuss soon. Once you have a shofas, are you allowed to back out or not? It's like another case. Bachar make up to go on a Ben Zvan trip. They rent the car. And then one guy decides he's not coming. He is bound by the thing, and you would have to go ahead and pay. You'd have to go ahead and pay. Which that happens, there's a meisim b'choyah. Yeah, so that's one thing. Now, in terms of back to the case of the two handy men, right? So, no, let's go over again. Was there any kinyan over there? There wasn't any kinyan, right? It was just a bit deeper. That was another shayla. Can I make a shifas in something which is not here?
Do you have a little deeper on the business? I'm saying they had
it. It's added deeper. The question is, can I make a shifas on a little bit of
oil? There's no business yet?
Yeah, I'm making a shifas. We're going to split all the profits when we work, when I work and you work, we're going to split it, and then we're going to come together and I'm going to split all the profits. Does that work? It's a big machlik. The Chavis says it doesn't work. And Machaber holds you can't do it even with a kinyan. Machaber holds maybe it doesn't work. Elam, Rabbi brings down some behold. You could do it, Belel Elam. Then he brings down the third sheet that says even deeper Elam. Gets a lot of sheets. Even with a Kenyan, you can't do it. The Rama holds that maybe you don't need a Kenyan. Because the second of series basically is that on what was already, basically, you're not able to back out. If you did the work or you did already. But for the future, and the Chanami, in that case, being that's level Elam, and there really wasn't a Kenyan done. I mean, if there was a Kenyan done, it's not clear. But on the future, able to go back out, but what was done already, you would not have to go ahead and back out.
So you never have a shiftus for the future?
You could if you shiftus in a company, but here just shiftus in a pool.
Yeah.
And maybe you can make, maybe we can discuss that. But anything with a pool is something about, if you shiftus in an ASIC and we buy something that shiftus in an ASIC, we shiftus in a store. But like we just think shiftus in a pool, it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder, I think. Now, before we get in terms of breaking the shifas, a classical case. My brother told me all the time, I guess it's being a terror. Guys come in, they're working together 27 years, and I've been working my tail off and working like a dog, and he's been like chilling out, and why should I give him half the profits? I'm not really interested in doing that. So, in terms of how hard you have to work for a shifas, the Rebbe says, what the guy in terms of how a person has to work for a shifas? Talk to him, however. If you start with Chavei Vestam, you can't change the Minig Medina. You can't go somewhere else. You can't start with other people. You can't be Oisik in any other Schayr. You can't start with any other Schayr. You have to be just totally on Rangitan and Shubit to the Shifas. And you're not able to go ahead and do any other Schayr. Anyhow, so this is Sivas who discusses. Let's say the guy says, I've been working 27 years hard and you haven't been working hard. He said, hey, Malasot, everyone is in Shubit, to work for the Shifas. As long as the other guy wasn't Pesheya. Even if you worked extra and you work harder and you build the business, it's always typical, guys. I build up the business because I'm meeting the other guy. But I see your chef, fam.
What's that?
Long as the guy is in the range of Baruch, you can't say he was totally negligent and whatever. Even though maybe you work harder or you're the Baal Kishron, you're able to build up the business and you did everything. And even though you're the cause of everything, like you were the brains behind the whole operation, and you built it up, and the guy was just like, it was nothing, like it did nothing.
Yeah. So, let's say
The yellow, that's like a, okay, that's more like, my, whatever. Let's say one guy.
He takes the easy jobs. Every time he gets an arm, he's putting the lamp ball. Another guy, he has to take a plumbing job every single time. Like, he's just on working every time.
What do you mean? He flipped him the jobs?
I mean, he takes the easy jobs. He says, I'm busy. I'm going to start it.
It's different maybe if you're negligent. So, I mean, the typical case is they start a business together. One guy or whatever, and he works harder, and he builds up the business. It's not a thing. You should be able to work as hard as you could, and the other guy, as long as the other guy's in the range, and he do anything, whatever. So then the fact that one guy's more talented. And they made up a business deal, and then maybe Mishifa, one guy's more talented, and he's able to build a business. The other guy's not so talented. He's not able to build the business. The mice, it doesn't make a difference. The mice, like there's a shadow which someone's going around with that. They were like investing in real estate, and then one of the guys, he got a great bank loan because he does a lot of deal with the business. He's one of the big real estate tycoons, and he got a great bank loan. Another guy comes to God because of that. He got this great loan, he made a killing, and they refinanced it, and they made a ton of money. He's saying it's all because of me. And also, if you're shuffling, and you're sure to do your best job, and even if one guy is smarter, better, whatever, you know, that's part of the deals of having a shuttle. What?
This will just be on a Kenyan delivery, nothing to do with how much money they invest in the fact that a Kenyan just from...
That we made up to be shuffles, yeah. Yeah. Shuffles, you should have to do is you work as hard as you can, and if you get one guy's better. And, how long you should have to do shuffles? I mean, if this guy's a tshuva, that somebody is mechaber svarim, and you need money to print safer, so you know, to somebody, and he has some, I can't print safer, I can't afford it, so the guy gave him money to print Majura Kama. And they did Majura Kama, and 5 years later, it was a good safer, and the Mechaber Sefer went on his own and did Majura Basra. Came along the original investor and said, like, what do you mean? It's a Shali. I mean, you never could have done it without me, and I invested in it, and therefore I should have a part of the Rebach. It was Shifim, and the original thing is a Shifim. So I'm the Mechaber Sefer, and you're the mayor. You're going to pay for it, I'm supposed to profits. So now he's saying we are Shifim. The question is, how long is one Meshuvid to his business partner in terms of the shufas, and how long does it last for? So, the Mechaber passes that you make up a shufas, and you weren't Kaveh Zman, so then you bet some whenever you want. If you made up for a certain amount of time, you can't split no matter what, basically. Until you get the Zman, you Meshubit to the guy, and you Meshubit to the shufas, and you can't split until you finish that time. So even if the guy wants to split, you're not able to split. Once you finish his man, then he says, the guy can chalak whenever he wants, which I'll get to his story soon about that. Which is a little messy dentera. But, so, if you make up some amount of time, basically you can't split. So back to the case of Mechaber Svar. What's going to be left over there? What? That's just they made up the first point. They didn't have anything longer, and therefore, even if you did, you get whatever you want. You can split. I'm saying there's no zman, which if you make it up 3 years, you start. So the guy 3 years. But, yeah, the guy's saying you never would have done without me. The whole saver's in the world because of me, and therefore, so then maybe just push it. It's for one time, and therefore, after this man of shufis, then you're able to go ahead and say. The Ramah says that even if you have one guy who's messed up, still you can't break up the shifts. Basically, unless the guy messes up, like in the Sefer says, "I'm destroys all business." That's one thing. The guy just messes up; he's not so functional, he's not so good. He might also make up a certain shifts. You should be this line. But when I said Kotan, I shout that the guys made up a shifts, end up one of them was a ganav, like embezzling money from the shifts. That is no, it's worse than pshat. Pshat is you're doing your job, you just like you dodo brain, whatever. You mess up. But Stam is a gana, then there are noxious kripa. I said that already. That you're right to go ahead. But kids, if you make up a shabbos, basically hard track. Once get a shadow from Bachram, two Bachram made up that they're renting internet together, and it was let's say it was you had to, in order to get installed, you had to be mshat for 3 years. And the other Bachar was chizav tshuva, and now he doesn't want to have internet anymore. And the question is he allowed to back out or not? Or is he chayv to back out? So mitzad dini should fizz pashas, he's not allowed to back out. Chayra, right? It's a problem. He made up a shifas in his thing, but could be mitzad lefnei iver. It's somebody's mechuyev to back out and just pay whatever the, you know, whatever the amount is. But Akaban, the Sedadav is that Kozman, you're in the Shufis, you're Meshuvah Shufis, even if you don't like the guy, you hate him, and he's doing, he's a lazy, he can put nothing, and he's plays Shea, and he's whatever, then it's very hard. Therefore, you know, before you go into Shufis, you'd be very, very careful in terms of who you go into Shufis with, because the exit strategy is not so good. But once you finish this line, you're able to go ahead and break the Shufis. If you have to be very, very, I read to me in the middle of the entire now, that there's somebody opened up, a Sheita Macher opened up a business, and she couldn't do whatever, she, you know, she needed an investor, so somebody opened up the business with her, and she did a great job. She built a massive industry, a massive business, and it was only past 50-50. A couple of weeks ago, the head of the business comes over and says, you're fired. No, you've been my worker for the past 7 years. Only reason why, you've been my worker, and it's my business, and I'm firing you. And, the question is, what to do in that type of situation. So it's a problem, because there's no documentation. If you have documentation, then you have documentation. But if you don't have documentation, it's very complicated. Are they shutif or a poil? It's very, very... So I'm saying, don't do things with Hebrew, you have to do things with whatever. Now, the halacha sounds like this. What? Yeah, but that's Tripoil. It's 50-50, that's who's claiming.
Would that show that
I'm a big honor? What? No, it's hard to know. The problem is the business was under his name. The documentation, that was the problem. She's, she was, whatever, I don't know. Yeah, so the business under his name. So this is one thing that was under her name, one of the accounts.
She could have done the same thing.
Yeah, it's a mess. Because, it's a big mess. Now, in terms of, let's say one person did, so it's a case like this. There's a guy, there are two shutfim, and one of the shutfim went and did a great deal, big deal, and he sold it on credit. The shutfim's like, why are you selling on credit? No way in the world, what are you doing that for? Why are you selling on credit? And the mice of the guy did not pay. So the other shutif was to pay him, saying that, we lost his, he sold $500,000 worth of merchandise, and the guy went bankrupt now, and you had no right to do such a thing, and therefore you should have to pay the money. So Makaber Paskins that in terms of selling on credit, unless it's a minhag of everyone selling on credit, you're not allowed to do it. If you sell on credit when it's not the minhag everyone does, the guy defaults, you are chayef. You know what industry you're in, if everyone does it, you're okay, but not everyone does it. Only some people do it. Even a darukai, then you can be responsible. Only the right to sell on credit, unless you have kept that scum of be shortif, or everyone does it. Yeah, you pursue something shortif, which equals the hafsid, and whatever. Now, there are a lot of shayos come up. Let's say the guy is mashana from the shortif. He takes some money, invests in something else, or he does something differently than he's supposed to be doing. So what happens? So if there's a loss, it goes to him. If there's a profit, so then the halacha is going to split the profit. And Chava has a case, let's say the guy is a butcher, and ends up, he was oisik in the velas and treifas. And then, they caught him. So, all the profits until now, the halacha is what? Split, right? Because even though he's mishana, but all the profits, which are two butchers, you split, because even though he's mishana, you split the profits. Hefson now, all the Vils and Chavis, which he has now, of the store, all that thing that goes to the Shutef who did the wrong thing. So Rusty is dealing with her all the time of, let's say somebody does embezzlement, or he steals basically. One of Shutef goes and does like a whole racket, and he's like stealing money from, whether the government or making unfortunate numbers, and these things happen all the time. So now the Shaila is, if he gets caught, so then, it's his problem, right? And the other shutif could just say, no, do it to me. If he makes money, the question is, what's going to be halacha in that case? Does the other shutif also get a chilek of the, does he get a chilek of the
property?
He's
allowed to have chesed
mevaver. The what?
He's allowed to have merevach al chesed mevaver.
Ah. So it's different than the veil's trip. The veil's trip is you sold it, it's done, so okay. Pshat is the Geneva, Pshat is he stole money now. So if he stole money, do we say now you split it? Or Pshat is there's Umdina that no one once stole the money. So the Ramah brings down Schar Lehemsa. The Taz says, no, man, it's not Schar Lehemsa. Umdina Muchach, no one once stole the money. And it's really the Nikolai didn't say the Likni. And he says in that type of situation that that it wouldn't go to the it wouldn't be a shofes because it's different. Like you're saying, the guy doesn't want to get his surim, so maybe that type of case is more pasha that I might say he wouldn't get. We say that all the time. We have these cases of people doing all these scams, and the guy's saying, "I did the shtick, I should get it." Like I saying, "Like what do you mean? Like we're shofim." So it's telling him this 2 days. Ramah says it'd be yechaleku, and the Taz is saying they would not be yechaleku because umdino that surely nikla inching, the person doesn't want to. That person does not want to do it.
Credit card points?
What's credit card points?
So what? Miles. You have to use credit card. I'm saying that's thick, man. If you use a lot, use credit card with money.
Right.
So then you get miles, and then better spend money.
Different what? Or
so
the
if he worked, if he used
a... In terms of spending, it's brought down to your last spending, which is normal. You can't go ahead on the business account and do anything which is not normal. You know, you can't fly first class if the normal things go business class. And you have to do everything which is normal. In terms of the revachim of the credit card points, the which should be it's part of the business, anything which is part of the business. And you're not doing anything which should be mazik. Anything which is mazik, the business you're not allowed to do. Therefore, I guess a lot of times in the Torah, like so Lachas said, you can't split up during the business, right? During the time of the business, you can't split up. So a lot of times the guy says, okay, I'm open. The guy who's better says, okay, I'm open up on the side, my own business, this type. So, like I mentioned before, the guy, when you're Isaac and Shutfi, you have to be told that Rangit on the Shutfi is not doing anything. So, even though the minig is we all do that business on the side, but you can't do anything which is going to be damaged. The Shutfi says, then turn out with the barber. What happened again? One guy's a great barber, open a barber shop. And the other guy's like a dysfunctional barber, like really not good. So they work, like whatever. He works 9 to 1, he works 1 to 5. 1 to 5 is packed, 9 to 1 is no one there. So he's like, he wants to get rid of him. So they said, but my stayed in the shifts for, let's say, 5 years. He can't split it up. So the guy said, fine, okay, I'm going to work here 1 to 5. I'm also going to work 9 to 1, open my own barbershop. 9 to 1. So my said that he's not able to do. You can't do something which is going to be mazik the shifts. It's going to clearly be mazik the shifts. You're not able to do something which would be a clear hazik to the shifts. You know, that's something which would, yes.
Master that machlek is it's only when it's issa, the law and the...
Yeah, it's only when it's issa. It's not going to be issa.
If you find a loophole.
Yeah, a little hopo is time of regular shtick. Then it'll be kipshuta be shafis. Even the shach who wants to argue is only when you do something illegal, maybe you go to jail. If it's a legal loophole, then it'll be a shafis. So it's like Chazar, who said basically shafis, machlekes is called bedibur and not bedibur. If you do on loyal ilam, it could be it's harder to make a shafis. So machlekes is called that. If you spend money, like we said, the case of Bachim get together and one guy rents a car, rents a vacation, and wants to spend the money already, then they're Meshubit to the Shufis. How long they Meshubit depends on how long you make up. Once during Shufis, you can't back out, basically. You Meshubit them at the time. Afterwards, you could back out. You have to work as hard as you can. One guy works harder. The other guy can't say, like, oh, you didn't work hard, I'm not giving you the money. If somebody's Peshe, you can't throw him out, but a guy maybe could throw him out. The way you split the profits, so basically split the profits 50-50 unless you make up something like that. If the guy, somebody was Mashana, so if he's Mashana and he's a Revach, it's Bamsa. Mashenkin, if it's a Hefsid, the person's Mashana, he gets a Hefsid.